This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
The corporate sector this week witnessed a series of developments, right from the Supreme Court slamming Vodafone Idea and Airtel over AGR dues to Yes Bank delaying its third quarter results, potentially because it has some investors who are willing to pump in funds. To tell you more about all the developments in the corporate sector, I'm Jerome Anthony, and with me is Money Control's Prince Thomas. Prince, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Prince, first up, last week, Ravi and myself, when we were talking about the corporate sector, we did not talk about the impact of the coronavirus. But now it seems like things are getting serious. Will India Inc. fall sick?
Yeah, it's actually a very potent question right now, because till last week or something, I thought the feeling was that it will be contained. But it hasn't happened. You know, the number of deaths have increased, and also the number of new confirmations have also shot up. So the worry is that cut in production that was happening because China was celebrating the new year. Now that will get extended. And that means low economic activity and slump in demand. So we already seen the impact happening in various sectors. In auto, China has seen a dip in its car sales by 18%.
Okay.
This is the deepest cut since the SARS problem than 12, 15, 16 years ago.
Right.
Similar would be the impact in steel and in other sectors too. So we know that the ports are closed. Australia has said that it's not going to send any ships to China. And you have seen there also restrictions on movement of cars, ships, transport. So many things happening. And you're talking about the second largest economy in the world, which is also the manufacturing hub.
Right.
So for India, it's difficult because be it steel, be it pharma, be it auto, a lot of raw material, a lot of spare parts in the case of auto comes from China.
Okay.
So if this gets extended by a week or so more, then we will start seeing the sectors in India getting impacted because of that. And I just want to add that Fitch Solutions has already said that the auto production in India may go down by 8% just because of this year.
Okay.
And we're just coming after a slow year.
Right. So overall, then the Indian economy will be impacted in a very negative way.
Yeah, very much. Because if you see the pharma sector itself, a bulk of the raw material that we need, even for the essential drugs, comes from China. Same is the case with steel. A lot of spare parts, and again, the fear of imports coming from China via the FTA countries. And then the overall sentiment. Global cues come from what's happening in China, and the markets in India take the cues from the global markets. So it's kind of a rounded impact that's going to have in India.
Okay, Prince, let's talk about Yes Bank now.
Sure.
It has delayed its third quarter results. Quite a surprise move from the lender there.
Yes, very much. Because the big question is, why do you want to delay the results? Is it because you want to prop up the bad news which would come from the results with some good news because of the new investors?
Right.
But if you look at the new investors and the names that they have shared, it's a completely different list from what they had shared in December.
Right.
So what happened to them? And what were the checks and balances that the bank follow when they shortlisted the first list, the first suitors.
Right.
So the huge question mark, the market has responded positively, possibly because the chief executive in the bank says that they have got the board approval to raise money and they may possibly get $3 billion.
Okay.
Or another reason for the positive response could be that the names this time sound more hopeful than the one we had last time.
Okay.
So yes, huge question marks. Delaying results never built confidence among investors.
Mm-hmm.
So we wait till March, by when the company says that it will announce the results. And hopefully by then, finally, we'll get some concrete news in terms of the funds coming to Yes Bank.
All right. But $2 billion or $3 billion, inflow of funds would definitely turn around the bank.
Oh, yes. Because the whole problem is about propping up its finance, because it doesn't have enough to cover the bad loans it has. And it is just about saving itself from going into the prompt corrective action, the rule book from the RBI.
Okay.
So unless it gets its $3 billion or $2 billion, how much ever it is, I don't know how much more patience RBI is going to have, because the results will come out and it will surely paint a very sorry picture. So the investment is the only green shoot that AS Bank would look to.
Right, Prince. So we've spoken about imports and how, you know, the coronavirus will impact the Indian market.
That's right. We've spoken
about the banking sector. Now let's talk about the telecom sector. The Supreme Court went really hard on Vodafone Idea and Airtel for not paying AGR dues.
That's right. And if you look at the statements from the judges, I mean, it was emotional. It was also very hard-hitting. And
right.
The judges have even asked the MDs of these three companies to appear before them. So they have taken the fact that the three companies didn't follow the Supreme Court's directive a very, very hard way. And now the onus is on the companies to pay up. The problem is we're talking about huge numbers, 1.4 lakh crore.
Exactly.
And someone like Vodafone Idea, which just announced loss of almost 7,000 crore in this quarter, it's a huge amount. And again, it reiterated the same thing that unless there is more time given to the company to pay, or some of the amount is relaxed by the government, it could be almost a closed chapter for Vodafone.
So, Prince, talking about the telecom sector, in MTNL and BSNL, there were some developments today. Could you tell our listeners what were the developments?
Yeah, sure. It's about the huge number of employees in both the companies opting for a voluntary retirement scheme. And we're talking about almost 90,000 employees. It's 50% to 80% for each of the companies. This is a huge number because almost unseen in corporate India that such a huge number of employees at a time opting to retire. It's also a good sign for both the companies because their salary bills go down by that much.
Okay.
And given the state that both the companies are,
right,
they're in a dire strait to reduce their costs. So it's a good move. It will make the job of the government also easier when it tries to merge the two companies later on. Eventually, we don't know what form this merger would take, but this is surely a good first step.
Right, Prince. Let's talk about the pharma sector now. Wockhardt is entered into a deal with Dr. Reddy's, a big push for Dr. Reddy's domestic business here.
That's true, because it's very surprising that given the name and the brand that Dr. Reddy's has, you know, it's one of the biggest players in pharma industry. But when it comes to the domestic market, it is one of the smaller ones.
Right.
You know, even after this deal, it just becomes the 11th largest in the domestic market.
Okay.
So it's a big push for Dr. Reddy's, especially if you're looking at the whole portfolio of products that now transfer from Wockhardt to Dr. Reddy's. So we're talking about 60 drugs. And this is not just for India, also for neighboring countries like Maldives, Sri Lanka, Bhutan, Nepal. So it will be surely a prop up for Dr. Reddy's. It also gets a manufacturing unit in Himachal. For Wockhardt, it was important because it was looking to shed some of its weight because there's a lot of bad debt problem Wockhardt is facing right now. And Moneycontrol itself had written about how Cipla also was in the race for this. But it looked like Dr. Reddy's has pipped Cipla and probably the valuations were the, you know, main factor here.
Okay.
So both for Wockhardt, it's a good news, and for Dr. Reddy's also.
Right, Prince. Thank you for giving our listeners a wrap of the corporate sector, of what transpired rather in the week.
Thank you so much, Jerome.
Well, with that, we wrap this episode of the Corporate Buzz podcast. In case you have any query or in case you want Prince to touch upon a topic or talk about something that you want, please do write to us at mcpodcast@nw18.com. I repeat, that's mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and updates, stay logged on to Money Control. Thank you for listening.